For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Rolling right along on a September 3rd Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I think I finally got it right. If Dusty knew how to do sports, he wouldn't have messed up the tees. LOL, I joke because I love. Yep. You can tweet at me on how to do sports radio. Don't tweet at Vinny Pasquantino on how to play first base.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You can definitely come after me on that. I don't mind. I know it's all love and fun. So, yeah, there you go. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Fesco, Likens, Morey here with you on a Tuesday, 2 days before the Chiefs open up the season in Kansas City. You can hear that game, of course, here on 96.5 The Fan. Pre-game starts at 4 o'clock that day.
Wow.
A lot of concern from people. A lot of concern of people saying they didn't know if they were going to be able to get inside the game before they actually open the gates. And I can tell you right now, I can't wait until on Thursday morning when I put the news on and Bob goes, why do you have the news on, Dustin? And I'll say, because we're going to wait and see when we see the first person that is outside the gates waiting to get inside the game. And I guarantee you it's no early. It's going to be about 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I might be way off on that time.
Are we not seeing people out there already? I mean, it is Tuesday. I mean, you might as well get out there and get rocking and rolling and ready to go. If that's your biggest concern, I want to be in your world too. What time I got to get to the tailgate?
Right.
What time I'm going to get there? That's a good problem to have for the week.
Like,
right?
If you're going that early on Thursday, you already have PTO for Friday, right? You're taking Thursday off
and you've taken Friday off,
right,
as well, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no chance you're showing up to work on Friday. You know, like, the night games are the ones that I just, for the most part, will not go to in person. It's just too much with the turnaround.
I don't know how
anybody can get up on Friday morning. I mean, we're celebrating a banner, we're celebrating the start of the season, we're winning 72-0. Like, it's going to be an all-out party. This town is going to be dog poop on Friday. I can't wait for Friday morning. We won't see a car out here because everybody's going to be so checked out because of what happened on Thursday night. I mean, that's the way to kick off a season. And let's go.
So we do want to do another topic here, or a benchmark that we call on these shows. And this one could be one that gets a lot of action throughout the weeks. We'll do it every Tuesday. Start bench cut. This one, we start off with a softball. Very easy. Three AFC quarterbacks not named Mahomes. Who do you start? Who do you bench? Who are you cutting? I'll go first, fellas.
All right.
Number one, I'm starting Lamar Jackson.
Wow, okay.
Two-time MVP. He just has a bad situation and some bad news because he runs into Patrick Mahomes at the worst possible times in his career, which is in the playoffs. Sure, he's got a big game Thursday night coming up against Patrick Mahomes. Probably one of the biggest of his career, whether you want to look at it from in the moment type of game where it's like, this is a banner night for Kansas City. Lamar Jackson, I think, is made for these types of games, and we'll see how made he is for it now that he's had the taste of loss in his own town on an AFC championship game. That can sometimes make you stronger. I would start Lamar Jackson out of the AFC quarterbacks. The quarterback that I would bench to have on the side of Lamar Jackson would be a Josh Allen, because I know that they're kind of the same quarterback. I think Allen has a little bit more on the arm side of things, whereas Lamar has more on the field vision and leg type of things. You can disagree all you want. That's just my opinion. The quarterback that I would cut, get out of here, Aaron Rodgers. It's over. It ain't happening. I don't know why people think the Jets are going to be great. I would cut Aaron Rodgers.
People are dumb.
Well, That's the way the world works sometimes. But I would start Lamar Jackson. I would bench Josh Allen, and I would cut Aaron Rodgers.
All right, I'm going to go second here, Mac, okay. Because I'm very similar with where you are. I'm starting Lamar. I mean, everybody knows I'm a Lamar apologist, and I love the guy so much. Like, I'm starting Lamar Jackson, right? I was debating on who to bench and have behind Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I'm going with C.J. Stroud over Joe Burrow because, to me, Joe Burrow has got the injury situation, not sure about him. So I'm going with C.J. Stroud as my bench guy, and I'm cutting the same son of a gun you are, too. I am so over this Aaron Rodgers thing in New York and dealing with all of the idiots on national TV who are fawning over Aaron Rodgers and the Jets like they're the second coming. I want Aaron Rodgers just booted and just gone and cut and moved on from in the NFL. So I'm starting Lamar, I'm benching CJ, and I am cutting Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
So Mr. Money.
No Burrow mentioned for you, Dusty. No Allen mentioned for you, Bob. Both egregious. Bob, your indictment much more egregious. Josh Allen is first on this list. He's starting, and then there's a wide gap before
he can
get to my bench.
An interception or
four interceptions,
into the turf.
Four turnovers in the playoffs, 21 touchdowns. This guy is by far the best, the second best quarterback in the league. It's first Mahomes, a little gap. Allen, a big gap. And then you get into whoever else in the league. Josh Allen is an absolute stud, a star. You've never had more fun watching Chiefs games other than versus the Bills, not only because the Chiefs win, but because it's the most fun. It's the highest scoring. It's the best plays. Allen's the best playmaker, not named Patrick LeVon Mahomes. Then give me Lamar, two-time MVP. We need to see it in the playoffs, though, guys. This is a big year for him as far as the postseason is concerned. Yet to have a really full four quarters of good football in the postseason. Had a solid second half versus a young, haven't proved anything, Houston Texans team. But other than that, and then I'm cutting Joe Burrow, man. I like Joe Burrow. I think he's great. I think he's Joe Cool. Love him. Think he's borderline elite, but I think one semi-okay playoff run is holding him up. He beat a Derek Carr Raiders that Derek Carr, other than it was a bad penalty at the end of the game. Raiders should have won that game. Beat a Titans team. Ryan Tannehill threw four interceptions. They almost lost that game. And then we know the story about here in Arrowhead. It was the worst second half Patrick Mahomes has ever played, will ever play. It was a complete meltdown. Burrow's never thrown a touchdown pass in the fourth quarter of a playoff game. I'm cutting Burrow.
He loves Aaron Rodgers. Big Aaron Rodgers guy over there.
So Mac Morey is an Aaron Rodgers fan, is what we gathered by all this. Okay.
He'd give his Achilles tendon to Aaron Rodgers if he would have came back last year.
If Aaron goes down this year and needs some of your ayahuasca, are you giving it to him?
Mm-hmm. As long as I get to do it with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you licking a toad with Aaron Rodgers in a dark hut?
What kind of toad?
Whatever kind he licks.
Okay. I don't know about all that.
But would you guys say, I just thought of this, he's kind of like Dion in the Buffs a little bit.
No.
Like, you're going to want to watch him.
Not at all. From that standpoint.
From that standpoint of you're going to want to watch him. Hate him or love him, you're going to watch.
Okay, yeah, you are.
Everyone's going to be watching.
You're paying attention. Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's a lot of that in sports where you're hate-watching. I'm sure everybody's hate-watching.
Absolutely.
You know what's going on with the Jets, but if DirecTV doesn't have ESPN, ain't nobody going to be watching, so it doesn't matter.
913-586-7965, Jay Southland, Tow Service text line. This one's the fun start, bench or cut. We'll go in the same order. Since it's quarterbacks are pretty softball, I felt like pizza crust might be one as well.
Pizza, pizza.
My starting pizza crust is thin. Thin to win.
Nice.
No doubt about it. I'm a toppings guy. I want the thick. I want the thin cracker crust. I want the toppings on top. I want to taste all the meats and cheeses and veggies. Second on the bench that I do like because it's pure nostalgia, give me a hand-tossed pepperoni pizza, Pizza Hut, Book It Days, hand toss, pan style, however you want to look at it. Same kind of, I love that nice little fluffy buttery. And then the one you can just get the hell out of here, Chicago style crust. I respect the pizza. I'll eat a slice if it's there. I won't poo-poo on it. But if I had to cut one sort of crust, get Chicago style out of here.
All right. I'm going with the start, the New York style pizza. It'd go to the city, get a slice of pizza. Let's go. I'm benching my daughter's pizza because she does an amazing crust right now. Mm-hmm. And so if the New York's not available, I'm going with Delaney's pizza.
It's kind of
fantastic.
We
make the dough and roll it out. And, you know,
awesome.
It's fantastic. Had it last night. Tremendous pizza. And then I'm with you, Dusty. If I never have another slice of that deep dish in Chicago again, I'm good for it. It is overdone. It is oversold, yeah. And I just don't need it anymore.
I've had it. It's yeah. just, at this point in my life, it's
too
heavy.
It's too long. It's too heavy.
Just,
it's
give me a damn ziti or lasagna.
At yeah, that at that point Absolutely. In time. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go thin to win as well for my start. Bench stuffed crust, dude. A good stuffed crust. Ugh. Get that with cheese. Pizza Hut, baby. Yeah, right after my Applebee's. Yeah, give me
Brioche.
And then, I was going to go with the pretzel crust pizza from Little Caesars. Ooh. That stuff was
yes,
really good.
That's really good.
That pizza made me sick.
And then we're 3-for-3 on the Chicago style.
Yeah, good. I'm yeah. glad more and more people are starting to realize that Chicago deep dish pizza is trash.
Well, it's not pizza. That's my thing. It's not pizza.
It's a casserole.
Yes.
Like you cook that in a crock meal. Pot.
I don't want to call it trash. I don't necessarily need it. I can go without it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, if I went to like a party and the pizza was the theme and you had all sorts of different crusts, I would probably go to like, all right, I don't need the thick Chicago style. The one I should have had on here is Detroit style crust.
Detroit is a really good style of pizza. They do a nice job up there in Detroit. Yeah,
it's just too new to me. So I don't want to like, I want to go with my favorites. I want to play the hits, they like to say. So, speaking of playing the hits, we will get back into what we listened to earlier, which will get you ready to go for when it comes to the, what is this?
I don't know.
Is that your computer?
No.
Mac, you got something playing in there that you shouldn't have playing in there right now?
We got Mahomes going on
Mahomes
something.
Talking about it. That it's, I think that sporting goods commercial.
Okay.
Where's that coming from?
I have no idea.
It wasn't my computer. I'm on mute.
Sorry. They started talking about the spread contest, and then our YouTube video started playing after the NFL theme.
Oh, good. That's great.
Great.
Well, either way you want to look at it, we'll get you hyped up for Thursday night. We'll get it to where you're feeling it in your plums. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
2 days away from the Kansas City Chiefs kicking off against the Baltimore Ravens, because you know the Chiefs are going to defer. And you know that you can spend most of your day, if not all of your day, on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Chiefs football, Royals baseball. Vern's on deck show tonight at 5:30 as the Royals and the Guardians will have their first pitch at 6:40, which is awesome because we're back into the school season. No more 7:10 games, 6:40 games. Vern's on deck show, 5:30. You get a chance to win your opportunity to go to a Wednesday's game. Vern said the question will be easy. So,
what does he consider easy, though?
Name a Royals player that got a hit in yesterday's game.
Oh, okay.
I could see that being it. Or
wasn't there only?
There was like one.
Well, I think right? there was one. I think there was one hit.
You yeah. should know
for
who
a
was.
While. Then there was. Yeah,
yeah, maybe it was
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There was one, but he didn't know who Joey Cora played for in '89. So I'm like,
yeah. What does he know?
What does he know?
I knew that he probably went to Seattle in 1991.
Cora did?
I think so.
Did he? I don't know.
Yeah,
they had the White Sox for a while.
They had Joey Cora. They had Dan Wilson at catcher. I'm trying to think. Like,
are you going through the 91 Mariners?
I think I knew the 90s.
Well, Ken Griffey Jr. in center field, Jay Buhner in right field.
Edgar at DH, Tino at first.
Well, is Edgar at DH or was Edgar playing third at that point in time? Because A-Rod wasn't up yet. He wasn't up to the mid.
No, and he came up and played short.
What, Harold Reynolds must have been in left field, right? That's yeah, when Bo Jackson threw it. Yeah, so.
That was 90 or was that 89?
I don't know, but, well, somewhere in that era. I'm just getting, like, who would play second base for that Mariners team in 1991?
Do I have enough clout tomorrow yet to where I can do an entire segment on Scottie Scheffler?
No.
Okay.
This is not June.
Okay.
We'll give you 5 minutes.
Which, by the way, and I watched a little of that golf outing that they had over the weekend.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler's boring. He brings nothing to the party. Like, literally, yawns.
Yeah, he's Tim Duncan of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Mr. Fundamental.
Yeah, but if you're going to capture the casual golf fan, which of I am, if there's somebody,
same.
You know, like, Scottie Scheffler doesn't do it for me. Find me somebody else. Next!
That's why I need Jordan Spieth to be good again. He's what golf needs. Because Tiger ain't it anymore.
Well, I'm still a sucker. Tiger rolls out there on a Thursday like, you win.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, he can do it.
Are you still a sucker for the Manning cast?
Well, I don't have ESPN anymore, DirecTV, and then I'm going to fight, so I'm out on that one. But yes, I do like the Manning cast. Yes.
Well, they'll have Saints and Chiefs on October 7th. So if you
Ugh.
I know, but I mean, at least it's those guys talking about it.
That's
so you have
true.
Some sort of fun way to watch
well,
that
we
game.
We have two Monday night games coming up, like in like not back to back weeks, but like one game and then a break.
Are Falcons Monday?
It's week 5, October 7th, and I think it's week 9.
Yeah.
Okay. November 4th against the Bucks.
Gotcha. Falcons are Sunday night.
Is Manning Cast doing it for every game now this season?
Not every game. They're doing it weeks 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, and 14. Okay. And the wild card, which is to be determined.
So they're still they're still smart. They're like, we'll just do this and not all of it, though, because there's going to be some Monday night games that Peyton and Eli are like, I'm just not interested in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or they got something. They got a vacation. They've already got stuff planned. Something's going on. Doing that week.
Yeah. I'm not interested
in
that.
Nothing week 3, nothing week 4, and then nothing week 10, nothing week 13, 15, 16, and 17. Then they do the wild card game.
So they do like half the season.
Yeah, pretty much. They give you enough to where it's not stale. Which is perfect.
Right, which you're absolutely right about that, because sometimes you can get to be a little bit too much on one of those type of broadcasts. But those guys are good enough to that they can, you know, they can carry it. Week 3, who's on Monday night? Oh, there's two Monday night games week 3. Jags at Bills and then Commodes at Bengals.
Commodes.
So that's why we don't have the Manning Cast on week 3, because there's two Monday night games.
Monday, Tuesday, Chiefs play Thursday, Royals will play tonight. But in case you needed some sort of hype to get you ready, if that is something that you wanted to do, I will say this. This might get you there.
We've joined in a
league. There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
We blazed our own trail and staked our claim at the top.
Kansas City, you've got a champion!
But we know there's another level to reach. A chance to be one of one. And the truth is, never been done has never seen a team like this.
And it's caught by Kelsey!
Back-to-back world championships established our reputation. But now, it's about legacy. The task in front of us may seem insurmountable, but that's how we want it. It's another summit waiting for someone to plant their flag and claim it. So no matter what stands in our way, just know everything's impossible until it isn't. And we have history to make.
I told myself I'm going to wait till Thursday to get to that point, but we may not make it. I'm at about 65% there. Tomorrow I'll be at about 75% to start the show, and by the time the show's over, I'll be at 95% ready to go on Thursday morning. You might not be able to handle it.
I'm just ready to go right now. I've been ready to go since training camp started. This team's been ready to go since training camp started, and that's what makes it exciting for me, is that they have been dialed in and ready to go. And everything we heard in that video is exactly what we've been talking about. People, I still think, don't understand how focused they are in getting the three-peat, not just from an offensive standpoint, but from a defensive standpoint as well. I'm told Steve Spagnuolo has been unbelievably fired up throughout the entire preseason, telling his team that, hey, we were a top-five defense in the NFL last year. I'm not falling out of the top five again. You know, he used the analogy, from what I've been told, of, you know, the Giants. When he won the Super Bowl with the Giants, they were a top five defense. They fell down to like 23, 28 the following year. He's not allowing that to happen. So the defense is focused. They feel disrespected. Offensively, they feel disrespected from a year ago, and they got to fix some things because they only scored 39 touchdowns, and now they got the deep ball back. You've got a special teams unit that probably wants to join in on the party as well. And so you've got this entire team that's focused on one thing, and that is embarrassing their opponent and winning three straight Super Bowls, and it all begins on Thursday night. Let's go, baby. Let's do it.
Embarrassing their opponents, and their opponents trying to tell you what they want to do to stop the Kansas City Chiefs. Roquan Smith had this to say about what they can expect to see from this Kansas City Chiefs offense.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just eliminating the run, making the guys one-dimensional just like any other game. And once you make a team one-dimensional and knowing exactly what they'll do and given situation, it gives us a chance as a defense to really pin our ears back and do exactly what we would like to do.
Pin them ears back, do exactly what we want to do, make them one-dimensional. Hey, look, wishing one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up faster, Roquan, because, look, I don't know if the Chiefs have ever been one-dimensional. Even last year when they went simplistic at its finest with their offense, it was still Rashee Rice, Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Kelce. It wasn't just, hey, we're going to run the ball first and second down and throw 3 yard outs to get a first down and move the chains. It was, we're still going to be able to be dynamic, and every once in a while we'll sneak one to Mecole Hardman out of the side. But again, trying to say that you can stack the box, stop the run, good luck. But the Chiefs have never been a run-first team, and they never will be with Patrick Mahomes in the backfield.
That's where we in the NFL. I don't think anybody really is a run-first team in this league anymore. But that's what players say all the time. It's like the number one cliche in football. It's like, we got to stop the run, and we got to be able to run the football. Sir, this is a passing league. You know, it's like, this is an Arby's, man, like, or a Wendy's or whatever it was in the office. Yeah. Sir, this is a Wendy's. I understand that you want to stop the run because that's the cliche the PR guy told you to say there, and everybody got mad. Oh my God, this is cliche 101. Like, but you know, this is what happens every week in the NFL. The coach stands up in front of the room and goes, number one thing we got to do is stop the run. Mm-hmm. Number one thing we got to do is run the football. If we can stop the run and run the football effectively, we'll put ourselves in the best position to win. And that's been the mindset of a football player from the time that they were in high school to where they are now. It's a great cliche. And great, fine, stop the run. Patrick Mahomes will go over the top. It'll be just fine. But again, this is a passing league, sir. This is a Wendy's, okay? So if you want to go in there looking for a Filet-O-Fish, you're probably not going to pick that up at the Wendy's drive-thru, okay? So just find a way to go out there and not use the worst cliche of all time, because that had people feigning anger on social media yesterday, and media people, oh my God, listen to this guy, and oh, disrespect. It's a cliche.
You still think the first play of the game is a play-action pass to Xavier Worthy over the top for 75 yards?
I think they want to blow out the Jets and show everybody that they can have the deep ball back, and I don't think Patrick's going to have much patience. Even if they don't call that play, I feel like Patrick's going to do that play.
They definitely look like they're more sustained to be a high-powered offense than they have been, at least at last year's start, where we thought, maybe not us, but there were reports that Kadarius Toney would be a number one wide receiver. That guy is no longer on this team.
Right.
But there are things and reasons why this team is in the position that they are to win a third consecutive title, because never been done in the NFL, been done in other sports, and guys that do it are guys that are generational talents. And those names are the Michael Jordans of the league, the, you know, Tiger Woods of golf. We mentioned Tim Duncan, right, comparing him to Scottie Scheffler, being just boring but somehow always got the job done. And Marcus Spears, NFL analyst, and has a lot of good things to say. I thought he made a very good point when he talked about why Mahomes is the reason why some people just will never have the accolades of their career.
But here's the bottom line, man, all right? Because we would be having a conversation about Kevin Durant being the greatest player that we've seen in this generation if it wasn't for LeBron James. Hmm. And I think sometimes we get caught up this season and things are going. Man, Patrick Mahomes is different, okay? Patrick Mahomes makes every conversation diluted because he's there. Because he's there for the Kansas City Chiefs and what he has the ability to do, not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs. And the reason why people are so soured, because, and it's not because the Ravens were a good team. I thought the Ravens were the best team in the NFL last year. It was because the Kansas City Chiefs were not the team that we thought had grown accustomed to. It's because of the struggles that we saw them have as to why we went up on the Baltimore Ravens. Patrick Mahomes in this era is costing a lot of really good players opportunities mm-hmm. to win Super Bowls who normally mm-hmm. would in this era. Now, so that true. Doesn't mean they can't overcome it. But the bottom line is, man, you have to go through 15. And we found out last year, it don't matter if it's in Kansas City or if it's on the road. You got to go through him to win a Super Bowl. Right.
Couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that every once in a while, there is that athlete in that sport where no matter what you do, you just can't avoid them. There was early 2000s Barry Bonds, right? Showalter walked in with the bases loaded. It was like, absolutely not. That guy can beat me with one swing.
I was telling you in break on that kind of note, mm-hmm. I don't know that Bobby Witt's going to get another pitch to hit this year.
Probably not. Not unless they put Sal behind him or somebody that can at least show some sort of, you know, reason to believe. But that's the toughest part about a lot of people's careers in the NBA in the 90s was, yeah, Michael Jordan won 6 titles. So for 6 years, you couldn't do anything about it because this guy was bigger than the game. We look at, you know, late 90s, early 2000s PGA Tour, about 97 to 2007, that 10-year span where Tiger Woods was just ripping apart the competition and nobody stood a chance. And they tried to change the game around one athlete as opposed to keeping the sport the same, and it made it harder for everybody else to kind of take over for a guy like Tiger Woods who was just blowing out competition. And it was to the point where you saw the red shirt on Sunday, and it didn't matter if you had a three-stroke lead or you were if Tiger Woods was, you know, up four. If he was up, you didn't have a chance. If you were only up by two or three strokes, you didn't have a chance. And in the 90s and in the mid-90s, if Michael Jordan was in the Eastern Conference Finals, you probably didn't win. And if he got to the NBA Finals, you definitely weren't winning because he went 6 of 6 in the NBA Finals as an NBA player. Patrick Mahomes is the same guy. Now, he's been to 4 Super Bowls. He's won 3, and the one that he lost, he didn't have an offensive line. We can get into excuses all you want, but I'll just stay here right now in my own lane. Patrick Mahomes is one of those types of players. He's one of those quarterbacks that when you sit back and you watch him and you think to yourself, the game is a 10-point lead by the other team with 6.5 left, you sit there and you think, I'm fine. There's not been any other quarterback outside of maybe Tom Brady in the last 20 years where you've been like, not even Peyton. I'll even say that. Not even Peyton, where he was like, if Peyton Manning was down 10 with 6 minutes left, you're like, I don't know if he can do it. Tom Brady, you were like, let's see what Brady does next. And now that quarterback and now that athlete in major sports is Patrick Mahomes. And I don't think there's another athlete in any major sport in the United States where when they're on the featured game or they're in a game where it matters, where everybody can just unanimously say, it ain't over because that guy's playing and everybody knows it. Not just me, the fan, but the other team, the other coach, the other GM, the other fans are going, we need to be up at least 21-0 with like 3 minutes left just to even be able to breathe. And when other NFL players of the past see this, it's funny to me to watch them just sit back and laugh because they have nothing to say other than, yeah, good luck.
Well, I think there's two approaches to that. Number one, it's not taking anything away from Patrick Mahomes at all. But when Marcus Spears says to me, you know, Patrick has prevented all of these people from winning championships, I go, has he really? I mean, Patrick didn't blow a 24-0 lead. Patrick didn't blow a 10-point lead. Patrick didn't blow a 10-point lead. That's just in the first run of the postseason, right, where they won that first Super Bowl. Patrick didn't fumble a football away. Patrick didn't throw the interceptions away. Patrick didn't go out there and not get a stop with 13 seconds to go. Like, all of these teams had these opportunities to go out there and finish the job, and they weren't able to do that. And that is a credit to Patrick Mahomes for going out there knowing how to finish games. But when you say, like, Patrick isn't allowing this to happen, it's almost like everybody's just throwing their hands up in the air and go, well, as long as Patrick Mahomes is here, we have no chance whatsoever. And there is some truth to that. Mm-hmm. But you've got to also hold some of these other teams accountable as well and say, you didn't make the plays. Like, when Patrick is down with 13 seconds to go, he made the plays. He went out there and made the plays. Your team didn't make the plays. You're entitled to go out there and make plays against Patrick Mahomes. And for whatever other reason, other teams don't seemingly think they can do that, or they turn the ball over, they throw an interception, or, you know, Josh Allen doesn't find anybody in the last play of the game, throws it into the ground. Like, there are so many opportunities that teams have had to cash in that ticket, but they've not been able to do that. And it's remarkable, obviously, to watch it. And that's why I've said for years, if there's time on the clock and Patrick Mahomes has the ball and you're down one score, there's a good chance he's going to win you that football game or tie it and send it to overtime.
And you think about that, too. Like, you look at Josh Allen, his greatest game of his entire career, 4 touchdowns, 400 yards, whatever it was, clutch performer, wasn't enough because there was still 13 seconds left on the clock.
And look, that may be Patrick Mahomes' biggest attribute, is getting into the minds of everybody else and knowing that when you face Patrick Mahomes, you think you've already lost that game. And as we've talked about, you go to the baseball stadium thinking you lost, you're going to lose. You're facing Patrick Mahomes thinking, boy, he's really good, we don't stand a chance. You ain't going to stand a chance.
And I don't know, you know, MJ, it was just 23 Bulls jersey. You saw that in the finals. You're like, well, my game has to be elevated that much more. I don't stand a chance. You're trying to start playing perfect, which can cause you to, you know, take your skill set. It can go awry. Patrick Mahomes, you see the headband and the pregame tosses on the field. You're like, okay, there he is. Mm-hmm. And Tiger Woods was the same way. You saw the red shirt on Sunday approach the tee box. You're like, I literally have to play perfect. If I don't do that, I'm not going to win.
And then you've lost already.
Exactly.
I mean, you play golf, so you know what it's like. If you try to hit the perfect golf shot, you're not going to hit the perfect golf shot.
You're going to do it 1 out of 10 times. And I thought it was interesting. We had Danny Hughes on earlier. He'll be on every single show on Tuesdays at 7:30. He had this to say as well when it came to like the Michael Jordan sort of stat line.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those deals. It's kind of the aura around Patrick Mahomes. And you bring up Michael Jordan. Like, the first thought that came to mind as you said that was him ripping the ball from Karl Malone in the final seconds and then dribbling the ball down the court and everyone else clearing out. It's like, all I could do is just laugh, like, here we go again. And then you think about those shots from Tiger Woods and the wins. That's what you see in Patrick Mahomes is like, okay, we got 13 seconds. You guys heard it on the clips. You heard me giggling in the background. It's not because, we're looking at comedy. It's just more of, like, we're looking at magic. Mm-hmm. And that's what the reaction you get from me is when I'm watching a magician mm-hmm. do his business. I'm just giggling on the side because I'm like, this is like the most entertaining thing I could experience in this moment. And that's what you get when you have greatness. And that's what we've had.
And that's the best part about it, is that how many times in your life, you know, maybe your kids did something that you didn't expect to happen, and like, it's a very, you know, privileged thing to watch. We're like, I didn't teach him that. Like, my buddy's daughter plays soccer. She's well advanced in the game of play, hits like a bicycle kick and does a celebration. He could do nothing but laugh because he's mm-hmm. like, that's just her raw talent showing out, and I had no idea it was there. Danon Hughes, seen a lot of football, been around football his entire life, you know, and Mahomes does things that, when you sit back and as an analyst and somebody that's seen every sort of play that has possibly been made in the NFL and still you can't describe it because it looks like it's just magic. Imagine that as a broadcaster who's been around football for 30 years, as opposed to being a quarterback who finally has his best team and DVOA stats come out. And I got the number one defense, the number three offense, and the number one overall team. But yet for some reason, I cannot beat this guy. And it's every single team in the AFC that consistently runs into the same problem, because playoff Patrick Mahomes and regular season Patrick Mahomes are both great. But the fact that the playoff version is that much better and that much more feared, it's just absolutely insanity at its finest.
So are we surprised now when Patrick Mahomes does this? Like, are people going to be surprised in the postseason when he comes back? Because there's going to be a moment this year in the postseason where they find themselves down, or sure, it's late and it's tight and, you know, the game's getting close. Are we still going to act surprised when Patrick Mahomes tries to, you know, not tries, but does pull it out? Like, I don't think there should be any surprise at all. The surprise would be if he doesn't find a way to pull it out. That's the more surprising thing right now, when Patrick Mahomes doesn't come through.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just like, I almost would rather just start to spot teams like 10 points.
Yeah, right. You make
sure. Like, hey, you're going out there with a 10-point hole on your back. Go ahead and see if you can do that.
Well, they did that in the first run of the postseason. They did 24-10-10.
Right.
You know, and it was on from there, and they found a way to come back and win. Like, they're just never down. It doesn't faze them. And that's the other thing. They don't get caught up in that kind of stuff. You're down 10-0, so what? We'll figure it out. Long game left. A lot of time left. We'll figure this thing out. Not a lot of other teams can do that.
Well, and the best part about the Patrick Mahomes thing, to compare it to the Jordans and the Tigers and all that things, like, you could take sports analogies for hours and do this. Like, is Phil Mickelson the Josh Allen of today? Like,
could be.
You know, how many majors would Phil have won if Tiger, like, didn't?
I mean, Patrick Ewing is the right, you know, not Scotty, but the Phil Mickelson of today. If you want to talk about NBA standpoint, because he never won because of Michael Jordan, right?
And you Barkley, a lot of guys.
Right. You look at, like, you know, Karl Malone, like he was talking about in that thing where he ripped the ball from. He did that because he was the MVP, and it was like, I'm not the MVP, right? It's like, Patrick Mahomes plays Lamar Jackson this year, right? Last time Lamar Jackson played Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, Lamar won. Or maybe that was in Baltimore. But either
They won that game in Baltimore. It was COVID or the year after COVID.
Yeah. I think it was the year, because that was the whole thing where, like, John looked at Lamar and was like, do you want to do it? Go do it.
Go do it. Gosh,
and you remember that now, right? And it was cringy for a couple days afterwards. Cringy. He's like, I love that guy. And then
if it was his brother that was the coach, how much cringier it would have been.
You know,
right?
And it has nothing to do with Baltimore in this situation. But last year, the Chiefs had their moment. It was their night in front of their hometown fans, and it was crushed. They lost by 1 point because of mishaps. You don't think they don't remember that? You don't think they don't want to? They want that moment spoiled? Yeah. Again, 7:09, if you're going to the game, is when they'll unveil that banner of the Super Bowl champions. That, mixed with last year, mixed with now you get the AFC Championship game rematch, You throw that also on top of this might be one of Lamar Jackson's biggest games of his career, even though it's the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. This is a tone setter, and this is one of those things right away in football, like we've talked about. Baseball, you have time to react to losses. Football, you lose night one, and Patrick Mahomes gets that sort of push from the national media and everybody else going, well, if Baltimore can't beat him, I guess it's up to Cincinnati. Then if Cincinnati can't beat him, the Chiefs have won the AFC
right
in the first 2 weeks of the season, and everybody's trying to catch Patrick Mahomes, where in years past, Mahomes been the one catching them and surpassing them on the highway.
What is the narrative going to be to try to keep other cities interested when the Chiefs start 2-0 and it's over Baltimore and over Cincinnati? What will be that national narrative to try to skew this thing like the Chiefs aren't going to threepeat? Because you know they want to keep this league even so everybody pays attention.
Who's the best NFC team that can knock them off in the Super Bowl?
I guess because it's no longer about the AFC. They'll throw Houston in there. We'll be focused on that game as we get closer to Christmas. But we don't play the Jets this year, right? We don't play the Jets.
But if they're 2-0.
But are the Jets going to be 2-0? I mean, Is that going to be
lose
the
Monday Night Football against San Francisco?
They may lose the opener. Very well could lose, especially now with Trent Williams coming back. You've got Brandon Ayuk in the fold. Like, all of a sudden, San Francisco went from a house of cards to, oh, crap, San Francisco's got everybody back and they're ready to go now for week one of this season. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see Rodgers and how he plays in that game in week one. Is he going to be 100% healthy? I mean, it's just the minute something goes south there, the first three and out, the first interception, the first turnover that the Jets have offensively, how does that team just unfold and unravel? And will there be finger pointing? Like, I'm not a believer in the leadership of the Jets. I'm just not.
So I know we got to go, Dusty. Real quick tidbit. Leonard Floyd was the guy who sacked Aaron Rodgers last season and hurt him. I didn't know this. He plays now in the 49ers.
Yeah, he's on the 49ers.
It's kind of scary.
Christian McCaffrey came back to practice today, too, by the way, the calf injury. For those of you that are fantasy football insider people, if you want to know about that, we can give you some more information on that. Moving forward, Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LipMaster's patented MyQ Technologies, number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. We'll wrap this show up, get back into these Royals that had a rough weekend, and we'll talk more about these Chiefs as we get geared up for Thursday's kickoff that you can hear on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports as the Chiefs gear up for a big one on Thursday. It's Baltimore. It's Kansas City. I'm sure a lot of you are almost there. If not there, I'm trying to keep myself calm, cool, and however else you say those kind of words.
Collected?
I don't know if I'm collected.
That's fine.
Anti-collected.
I don't know that you're calm and cool either. I think any of us are calm and cool. It's game week. It's time to
go for
a three-peat, right?
It's like Christmas isn't till Thursday, and right. I got to get to Christmas Eve before I get to Christmas, right?
I
so I got to gear up.
You don't have to. You can be excited.
I see the gifts under the tree. There's big ones. There's small ones.
And as you
there's
know, I have no idea what's in them.
You got to shake them a little bit.
That's right.
But Chiefs and Ravens Thursday night, 7:20 kickoff. 7:09 they'll unveil the banner. So if you're out there and ready to go, I know there's going to be people out there lined up in the gates to get out there at like probably 2:00 in the morning.
Right.
We'll have the news on to see who the first person is. Guesses on the name.
Guesses on the name. I'm going to say Daryl. Daryl will be the first guy into Arrowhead.
I'm going to go with Scott.
Scott. Okay. Yep.
Just because I saw Scott Parks out there, so I'm going to give Scott a shout out. So
you think Scott Parks is going to be the first one
No, absolutely not. No, he'll be sound asleep at 2:00 in the morning, but the city will be electric. I know that for sure.
What time do you think the first person will get in line to get into the parking gates? Are we talking 4 a.m.?
10 o'clock tomorrow night.
10 o'clock tomorrow night. So
1,000%.
Okay. Oh, wow. They're going to get there that early. Jeez. Okay.
I would guess. I mean, you remember when Whataburger opened up in the area?
That is true, yeah.
There was like a lady at like 4 a.m. ready to go get some food. It didn't open until 10.
That chicken honey biscuit is really good for breakfast. I'm telling you. That is fantastic.
Mahomes is like the chicken honey biscuit of football.
Oh, Mahomes is better than that. I mean,
he's like the spicy chicken. He's like the spicy chicken sandwich.
If you were going to pick a fast food item that like the greatest fast food item, I'd probably a double from In-N-Out, but that's just my opinion on that one.
I don't know. I get weird over a Big Mac.
Okay. How about the chicken Big Mac that's coming out, right? Like, nobody's not having that, right?
I said not to tease me about Thursday night's game.
Goodness.
That's a tease right there.
Yeah.
Two McChicken patties?
Yeah. Two McChicken patties in place of the beef? That's really good.
They should put it on like a brioche bun.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Outstanding. I saw a brioche bun this weekend. I forget where I was, but they had brioche on. Oh, it was Sonic,
I think. Yeah. You had the picture of the drive-thru.
Yeah, that's right. Rolled into Sonic, wanted some ice cream after the soccer game, got myself a soft pretzel, and there was the brioche bun.
There you go. Speaking of brioche, Danan Hughes, who joined the show earlier, former Chiefs wide receiver, said this about teams playing the Chiefs.
I love that bravado. I love, hey, you're going to have every team's best because we're the two-time Super Bowl winners. They're going to come in here thinking that they can beat us and that their season's going to be made beating us. I'm sure there are teams that are looking back at what Carpenter and what the Detroit Lions did last year and coming in here, winning a game when we didn't have Travis Kelce, we didn't have Chris Jones. They beat us by 1 point, but what did that do for them? What did that do for their psyche and the rest of the season where they got to the NFC Championship? Other teams are going to be looking at that and saying, you know what, if we can go in there and do the work that we need to, who knows how that's going to catapult that particular organization for the rest of the season. So you got the oncomers, you know what you're in store for, and you're still embracing history. I think it's really cool.
Pretty interesting that you're embracing history, and there's more pressure on the Ravens to win that game Thursday night than there is for the Chiefs to win a three-peat.
Oh, of course there is. I mean, Baltimore has to win that game. Otherwise, nobody will believe in the Baltimore Ravens, right? Everybody's like, oh, here we go again. Patrick Mahomes still dominates. Like, it's a huge game for Baltimore, but it's a bigger game for the Kansas City Chiefs because it's the beginning of what they have been preparing for since, as Danan talked about, before they even touched Lombardi after that game. It was all about what we're going to do for a three-peat and getting that third straight Super Bowl because that is history. That is legacy. That is going to put you in a category that nobody else can match in the entire history of the NFL. And that's what this team is all about. That's what they're fighting for. I've been telling you guys about this all off season long. There's one goal on their mind. Actually, there's two goals. Three-peat and embarrass everybody. And they're going to start by embarrassing the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night, and it's just going to roll all season long. And I think this is going to be the best season of Chiefs football that we've ever experienced. I think it's going to be the most exciting season of Chiefs football that we've ever experienced, and I think it's going to be the most dominant season that we've ever seen. I think they're going to go out there and they're going to destroy their opponent. They're going to make their opponent look bad, and we're all going to sit back and go, oh my God, I can't believe what I'm watching right now. That's how good this season is going to be.
To end the show on a positive note, I thought it was interesting and very cool what the Chiefs did with Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, obviously, I did too. I love it.
We didn't get to it earlier today, but we saw that they put him on the non-action list, basically, if you want to put it in layman's terms. And normally those players don't get paid.
Right.
He's getting paid by the franchise.
That's right. He's going to get paid by the franchise, and I think that's the right thing to do. I think with the mental health situation in this country, we can't love up guys who have the issue with the mental health more than we do, right? Like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is getting love. People are surrounding him. I hope he's getting the help that he needs. And the Chiefs are going, you know what? You got enough to deal with right now. We're not going to take your pay. We're not going to make you worry about whether or not you're going to be able to have money coming in or anything like that. We're going to continue to pay you, even though we don't have to. This is what we're going to do. And that shows you what a class organization this truly is,
right?
You know, here in Kansas City, to do something like that, because Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going through a lot, man. I don't think any of us know what any person is going through until you walk a mile or a foot or a yard in their shoes and understand what they're going through. And I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going through a lot. I hope he gets the help that he needs, because I think at some point this season we're going to count on Clyde Edwards-Helaire to come up with a big play.
Just love to see it.
Other teams may have cut him, and you know, I read last night about that story that because he's on the NFI list and he's staying employed, this is the last year that he needs to be in the NFL to receive full benefits as a player. So that's just another kind of notch for the franchise saying, hey, we're going to take care of you. Get through what you need to get through, and you're going to be taken care of. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Makes me happy. I'm excited for him that he gets the opportunity to do that. And it's one less thing that he has to worry about, because if you've never dealt with the mental health side of things, you just don't know. And so that's why you got to treat these guys appropriately, man. Stop tweeting at athletes with nasty, nasty stuff. They're humans.
That's why we tell you at the end of every day, or at least I do, go do nice things for people, because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe and stay kind. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Coming up next, it's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cody and Gold on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan. Chiefs play in 2 days, baby. Get ready.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.